So I found something the other day. This is Chris Johnson. I found my old high school yearbooks. And I don't really give a fuck about high school. I don't really think about high school. I don't really think of high school as fucking anything more than something I had to fucking get through. And as such, I never get really fucking nostalgic about it. But I was cleaning shit up around my fucking apartment for the holidays. And in one of the fucking boxes I had fucking buried in my closet, I had my old high school yearbooks. I haven't looked at these fucking things probably, no bullshit, 10 fucking years. And I thought to myself when I saw these, I was like, wait a second. It was like opening a time capsule. You know, let's go off on a fucking tangent for a second. What the fuck are time capsules? You ever see this shit? They're like, we're going to fucking bury a time capsule in the middle of Central Park, and we're not going to be able to open it until fucking 2080. And it's like, we're going to just put like a bunch of crazy shit in there, like the number one fucking record at the time, and like some fucking snacks and fucking Doritos or whatever the fuck. Like, who the fuck, like, what the fuck is the excitement of opening up a fucking time capsule in fucking 80 years? If you have the fucking internet, you can just fucking look up what the fuck was happening 80 years ago. Like, it's the dumbest shit in the fucking universe. I fucking hate it. I don't like fucking time capsules. I think it's fucking dumb. Anyway, tangent over on that. I start looking at the old yearbooks, and I start thinking to myself, I wonder if, like, maybe I could pinpoint the time where I went from being like a scared kid to kind of an asshole, to kind of a fucking dick, to the person that you know and hate, or you know and love, but most people hate. I graduated in 2000. I looked at the 1997 yearbook, no name on it, nothing. I looked at the 1998 yearbook, it said Christopher Johnson. Ah. I looked at the 1999 yearbook, and it said Buff Daddy on it. B-U-F-F-D-A-D-D-Y. I don't know if I was going to star in porn, or what the fuck the deal that was, but I noticed, like, something happened there. Something happened between fucking 10th and 11th grade. A little fucking narcissistic streak started to crop up, apparently. And that expanded into my fucking senior year on that fucking yearbook, The Phenomenon. So that's one thing. That's Exhibit A. Exhibit A from fucking No Name to Christopher Johnson to Buff Daddy to The Phenomenon. It's like, you know the fucking Price is Right when that fucking little asshole, that yodeling asshole, goes up the goddamn hill and he fucking goes too far, he falls off. I started off at the bottom of the hill, just normal, unassuming, kind of nerd, I guess, guy, quiet guy. And then I just fucking put a rocket pack up my fucking ass and shot myself in a narcissistic stardom. So I thought, well, what if I started looking at some yearbook posts in that time? Is that what you even call them? What do you call the things in your yearbook? I think we're fucking, like, I think me, I'm turned into, like, because of fucking social media? Because of fucking social media, it's like a post or, like, a signature or a sign? Like, what do you call what somebody signed on your yearbook? A signature? That's dumb as shit because they usually write something. It's not a signature. It's not an autograph. I don't know what the fuck it is, but opened up the senior yearbook first, the Phenomenon yearbook. Not a lot of good shit in there. You know why? Because it's senior year. Everybody's pensive. Everybody's thoughtful. Everybody's sad. Everybody's looking back and they're going to miss you. Oh man, we're going to miss you. 4 years are gone. We're not going to hang out anymore. And little did they know, they would never see my fucking ass again. Until I resurfaced in 2016 with a 5-minute podcast that they were like, hey, I remember that fucker. So I went back a little sooner. Like, all right, well, senior year's no good. What the fuck happened junior year? Let's take a look at this. Chris Johnson, whoever this was, wrote my first and last name. This year was crazy because you and your ego were phenomenal. Here's another one. You have the biggest ego of anyone I have ever known. Okay. First, let me tell you, you have the biggest ego I've ever seen. This is like the third or fourth person that told me I had a big ego. Imagine that. Imagine, like, holy fucking Christ. Imagine, like, signing somebody's yearbook and thinking, like, this motherfucker's ego is so goddamn big, I'm gonna fucking write it on the page. It's amazing for that to happen one time. This has happened multiple times. So junior year, big ego. Let's see what 10th grade had to offer. I think that's when the dick streak started. Hold on. You will always be an asshole, but a funny one. See? There we go. There we go, baby. Here's another good one. Even though you're mean to me 99% of the time, I still love you. See? I was a lovable dick. This is one of my favorite ones I think I've ever seen. Chris, I never really talked to you until the end of the year. And when I did, you and your buddies really pissed me off. A lot of people that sign this, I have no fucking idea who they are. Legitimately. No fucking clue who they are. I took a look at, like, my senior class. There are people there that, like, if I walked up to them on the street, I'd have no fucking clue that we spent 4 years in high school together. And some of them I, like, knew. I was like, yeah, son of a bitch, I knew that guy. I kind of liked him. But I've just never fucking thought about him for the last 17 years. And sometimes it'll be, like, a name, like, hey, man, I'm glad we talked so much this year. Lindsay. Like, Lindsay? There was somebody in my graduating class named Lindsay? Who the fuck is... What? Really? I don't know who the fuck, like, I don't know who that is. I like seeing the ones where, like, they sign, like, every year, because I leaf through every yearbook, they sign, like, every year, they're like, man, I really enjoyed knowing you. And then I think to myself, you really enjoyed knowing me, you blocked me on social media recently. You know what else I saw? Bunch of phone numbers. Chicks putting their fucking phone numbers in there. I didn't call any one of them. Give me a call this summer. I have my car. We can go out. Like, I looked at that now and I thought, what the fuck? I don't even remember that happening. I tell you what I do remember happening. Not calling any numbers. I never dated anybody from my high school. I just, I don't know. And I never like, I don't think I could date anybody from my high school now. I just don't think I could do it. It's like, I don't want to have any connection to it. You know what I mean? Well, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when the new podcasts come out. You can follow me on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. As a matter of fact, I was recording an Instagram video during this fucking podcast. I'll put that shit up. You can follow on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. Every single episode's on Podbean website or the app. And you can also get it at Google Play and at Apple Podcasts.